This Close is a dramedy on the Sundance Channel. It's about two best friends navigating life and love in Los Angeles. That may sound pretty familiar, maybe even generic, but this show is actually the first of its kind, a TV series starring, created, and written by deaf people. Josh Feldman and Shoshana Stern are the creators and stars of This Close. Frame contributor Ari Saperstein has their story.
If there's one thing Shoshana Stern and Josh Feldman want viewers to take away from watching their show, it's this.
There are all kinds of deaf people in the world. Deaf people can be assholes too.
Typically, deaf characters are these amazing people or they're role models. And, you know, with our show, we really want to make sure that Kate and Michael would not be mistaken as role models. Like, they're just two normal young adults just trying to do their best.
I first meet Stern and Feldman when they're doing a photo shoot for the LA Times ahead of the season 2 premiere of This Close. They've come so far. In just a few short years, they went from a low-budget web series to a critically acclaimed show on the Sundance Channel. Working with a photographer who doesn't know sign language proves no problem at all, in part because Feldman and Stern have interpreters who translate for them. In fact, those are the voices you're hearing throughout this interview. The interpreters are hired by the studio, but Stern says other employers have not been willing to do the same.
People feel like, why do we have to shoulder that burden? Why don't you just bring someone with you who can interpret for you? That's what I often get. You know, I would love to, but that means that then I have to ask my friends for a favor, or then I have to pay out of my own pocket as well. I know it's not my responsibility as a deaf person to have to provide accessibility for them. At the same time, I also know that they can't see the value in providing accessibility for me yet. So I'm hoping by us hiring deaf people that people can see the value in it.
That includes, you know, casting people for in front of the camera work, hiring people to work behind the camera as well. How many deaf people did we have working altogether, did you say?
Around 25.
Yeah, about 25 people. So that included actors, photographers, hair and makeup people, editors.
Art department.
We've set a lot of new precedences with our show.
One of those precedents is Feldman and Stern's commitment to depicting authentic experiences of deaf people on screen. And not just visually, but also through sound.
I think most hearing people assume for deaf people that sound is binary and that it's an all or nothing kind of relationship. So with our show, the different kinds of deaf people that we have on screen and their different relationships with sound is definitely fun to portray. And it's fun to think about.
The sound design in This Close shows the spectrum of deafness. One standout scene features a group of both hearing and deaf characters having a conversation.
We had Millie, who has a cochlear implant in real life, and her character also was written to have a cochlear implant. We enter into this character sound perspective.
Life is Russian tea is just too good. It's a holiday staple in there.
And then we had Kate, and she has to be dependent on her hearing aids. And then Kate's granny, who was losing her hearing.
She's fine, but when she hit that kitchen floor, you would have
thought that the Lord was returning.
You know, sitting with a sound guy, I had to explain what that would really sound like to really show how different it is for each of these three women. Going into the sound booth for that and providing notes on sound. As a deaf person, I never thought that I would be giving notes on what the sound is.
As a show that frequently uses two languages, English and American Sign Language, the creators want to ensure that it's accessible to all audiences at all times.
Every time our characters sign, there will be subtitles on the screen. And when the characters speak, you'll have closed captioning. So nobody's going to miss out on anything. And that was really important to us as deaf people because oftentimes we miss out on things, whether it be just like the captioning goes haywire or the show is not closed captioned to begin with. You know, we've all experienced that as deaf people. So like we wanted to be very careful to make sure that our show was 100% accessible.
Even coming up with the title, This Close, was a process of bridging the divide between the hearing world of the network and the deaf world of the show.
We've gone back and forth with the network, back and forth. And all of it was like English words that they were trying to use to capture the deaf experience, like the sound of silence. Deaf like me. But I said, I think we're actually working backwards. I said, I really think that instead of trying to find an English word to capture the deaf experience, we should be thinking of a sign. Because that's the language of the community that we're trying to portray. So we should think of a sign and then find a translation into English from the sign.
And with that, Shoshana held up her hand to show me the sign for this close.
So you would have your index finger and your middle finger crossing. So there's many different translations that you can have for this one sign. So we're showing that something that's intertwined by having our fingers literally intertwined. And so that's also a sign used for best friends. Another one was like this, because people would say we're like this and use that sign to represent that, or we're this close. So we came up with this close from that.
It takes on more meaning over time, right? So it's not just this close as friends, but it's this close to failure. It's this close to happiness. It's this close to success. You know, like the show is about growing up. And so you often feel this close to something, but you're not quite there yet. And so that's what I love the title. It takes on several other meanings as well.
Now, this is Feldman and Stern's first time on the radio. So I decided to end the interview by asking them about the elephant in the room. Does it feel weird to participate in something that isn't very accessible to deaf people?
Well, in a way, it's a little weird, right? Because we would never really know what the final product actually sounds like. So yes, it is a little strange, but as long as we get more people to listen to our story, then so be it.
I have always said that I'm completely fine with being deaf, but one thing that I am a little bit sad about is that I can't listen to NPR. Seriously. Because people always say, they're always talking about these amazing stories that they hear on NPR, something they've listened to. So I think it's really cool that we have the chance to be on this.
Shoshana Stern and Josh Feldman are the stars and creators of the Sundance TV show This Close. Special thanks to interpreters Robbie Sutton and Samantha Garley. For The Frame, I'm Ari Saperstein.
New episodes of This Close air Thursday nights on the Sundance Channel.